Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, as we start this, is it the last weekend of June already? Is it? No, that's next weekend. No, what weekend is it? 24th, yeah, it's the last weekend of June. Because next weekend will be the 1st of July.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, now that we have that straight, joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hi, Sean.
Good morning. How are you? I was trying to do the math.
I know, me too. And then I'm sitting here looking at the computer. Today is June 24th. It is my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, mother. I talked to her earlier today, so we don't do ages anymore. I've never really been quite a big age person anyway on birthdays.
I haven't either. And yeah. It's weird because my daughter is very much, and it just is weird to me when she's constantly asking people.
Oh, she asks people how old they are?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, not so much anymore now that she's older. But when she was little, that was like, it was her gauge on something. I don't know. She wanted to know how old everybody was.
Interesting, because I didn't really want to know how old anybody was, because then it would sort of shock me that they were that old. I don't know.
That's my thing. It's never mattered to me. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't either. Sometimes I have to think, how old am I going to be? Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, all right. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club in Monterey for their donuts this morning. For our guests, we have quite a few of them. We have a couple directors in from the International Short Film Fest. And in the second hour of the show, we're going to talk to Edward Lister. He is a travel medicine man is what I'm calling him. That's right. Deanne Lubel suggested him. He is the one that gave her shots for Thailand and let her know all the stuff that she needed as far as medicine-wise and shots. So that should be interesting as well. Today's show is presented by McDonald's. There's a lot of new menu items, and their drinks look so good on TV in the commercials. So check it out, McDonald's. Part of McDonald's is just enjoying and having a fun time while you're eating, and they do such a good job. And we have, of course, 18 or so McDonald's here in the Coachella Valley. So take advantage of them. All right. Speaking of food, you know, Sean, we've already talked about, we've been in the show, 3 minutes or so. We have talked about donuts. We have talked about McDonald's. And now I get this email this morning that's making me even hungrier also, because I love them. Steak tacos. Gina and Doug are sitting back listening to the show while eating crispy tacos made with steak, lettuce, tomato, avocado, and a corn tortilla.
Sounds awesome.
Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hungry with all this food we're talking about. The only thing she was missing was some sort of salsa. You know, you have to have pico de gallo or something on there.
Yeah, and cheese. I always need cheese.
Oh, that's right. Cheese, too. I think that's why my tacos are so large.
Yeah, they get really, they just kind of turn into a badly rolled burrito.
Yeah, right. So, okay, Gina and Doug, you guys enjoy your tacos and eat one for Sean and I. All right. This week was a fun week. Did a lot of things. I went over to Animal Samaritan's Veterinarian Clinic. And Thousand Palms. Have you ever been there, Sean, to that one in Thousand Palms on Petline Place?
I'm trying to think of what you're talking about, but yeah, I think I've been to like 3 or 4.
Well,
I think I've been to 3 different places.
I was blown away because I went to the adoption facility, which is kind of an older building. You know, a lot of everything, you know, a lot of it is donations that fund all this. Then I went to the clinic. I was blown away. I would have surgery there. It was so amazing. I mean, they had a dental section. They do a lot of neuter and spaying there. They do so many surgeries. It was so professional, spotless. And that's hard to do with animals all over the place.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. So I'm telling everyone, please give animals Samaritans a chance, or veterinarian clinic in Thousand Palms, before you go give someone an outrageous price. I know your pets are worth $1 million, but sometimes there are those out there who take advantage when it comes to operations and stuff. So get a second opinion. And I was completely blown away. I also went to Bonta Restaurant in Cathedral City. It was featured on one of the Traveling with Françoise episodes, TV episodes. Had a delicious dinner. I had some schnitzel, which was really good. I mean, the whole meal was very good. Anything with mashed potatoes too on the plate.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm sold, you know. It just says mashed potatoes on the menu and I'm drawn right to that. What else goes with it? Oh, that? Okay. Yeah. And then the dessert was pastry pudding, which was really good. It was John Monahan's birthday, so we went out for a dinner there. And then I was at Thai Smile also during the week, and I first time Dee Dee brought me out a sticky rice and mango dessert. I didn't know, because I'm really kind of funny with rice. You know, I think of rice pudding. I'm not real big about that. And I thought, okay, I'm going to try it. It's a warm rice with this delicious, sticky, super sugary sauce on it,
right.
And mango pieces. It was delicious.
That sounds good.
It was really good. Yeah, I took a picture of it. I didn't take a picture of my normal beef and scallion dish that I usually have. I took a picture of the dessert. So if you're at Thai Smile on El Paseo, get the sweet sticky rice dessert with mango. It's yummy. Really, really good. All right. I had to stay away. I'm going, oh, if I take that home, I would eat it all in one night. All right. Today we do have some prizes, too. We have passes for two for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. And we also have a plastic case. They're in a plastic case. It's four travel bottles, TSA approved for carry-on. Those you'll have 30 days to pick up at the station, but I have those as well. We have a couple things for you right here on the show. And that number that you'll need to call is 760-440-8255. Yesterday, I was on Animal Planet yesterday. Yesterday, I was on KESQ Channel 3, and we took a look at the Pageant of the Masters Festival of the Arts. Now, remember, I do have some tickets we're giving away on the website. So yes. Check it out. In fact, I think I'm going to go to, they have a preview night on July 6th, the night before it opens to the public, and I'm pretty darn certain I'm going to go that night and check it out, and I'll be able to talk to you about it more then. So we have that. We all that stuff going on. Next week, I'm going to give you a heads up right now. Sean and I decided this is a collaboration. We're just taking the weekend off. We don't know why, because it's not the 4th of July, but we just decided to.
No, I guess we can pre-party till the 4th of July.
There you go, which is going to be travel crazy, crazy, crazy. I have numbers in the second hour of the show. Whoo, boy. It makes me, where I was thinking of going somewhere, is making me maybe kind of think I might not. I don't know, because I don't have to travel during the holidays, but we'll get into those numbers a little bit later on in the show. All right. Since we have so many guests today, I wanted to jump right into this segment of the show brought to you by Animal Samaritans, which they've been improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. And so, again, check out the Thousand Palms Veterinarian Clinic. They have another wonderful facility in Indio as well, and that is on Jackson Street. Okay, give them a chance before you go anywhere else. Please call them, talk to them, tell them what you need, and see what they can do for you, because they really, like I say. Command One Security, they have a lot of new systems for you to try. We're going to have Diane Williams on in a couple weeks. Let's see. Indian Ridge, they have their new spa going in. I'm looking at my sponsors. Vincent Battaglia. He just got back from a big trip. I think it was to the Caribbean. I'm not sure, but I told him, come be on the show. So I'm trying to get Vince with Renova Energy to come be on the show. I mean, finally, the guy's doing a little bit of traveling for himself. And it's work, 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 work. So if you want the number one solar company here in the Coachella Valley, that's Renova Energy. And they won't come to you. So don't wait for them to give you a call. You need to call them and find out whatever it is that you want to find out. Ask all your questions, and they will take care of you. Desert Entertainer, we have, of course, Pick One Up Today, going out tonight. They do such a good job with their free monthly publication all over the Coachella Valley. And then we have CoachellaValley.com. Yeah, they're doing a great job as well, and Traveling with Francoise is posted in both of those. And if you need scissors, knives, or anything sharpened, does that make sense? Anything that's a blade that someone can get in a sharpener that they can carry. Now, it's not lawnmower blades or anything. Tony Q, give him a call, 310-365-5444. This is what my mother did. She told all her friends about it, and her friends brought their knives and scissors to her house, so that way he was able to do several people in one sharpening. So,
like a little knife sharpening party.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, because people start looking through drawers and go, wait a minute, I love this knife, but it's so dull I can't use it anymore. And before you know it, you have five or six items. So that's a good thing. All right. Well, I think on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we are going to talk about our event picks of the week. Sean's getting his ready. We have some freebies. I think we'll give away those tram passes and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. Sean and I, we were just talking during the break. I had a couple people ask me about the theme song. So one of these days when we had to remember, we're going to let the theme song play all the way through. I know they were listening to it on the website. You can go down at the bottom and push. Where was it? Where is it? Is it still there?
On the site?
On the website. It's supposed to be. Where you can listen to the theme song. I don't see it. I'm going to have to ask her. Okay, where is it? Anyway, somewhere on here. Now that we're looking, we're looking.
Stuff on there.
Yeah, it was on there for the longest time. I wonder if something. Anyway, all right, I'll have to check that out. I'm going to make myself a little note because this person was listening to it. They said, I didn't know you rapped. I said, well, I don't really, but anyway, it's kind of fun. So we'll play it all the way through one of these days. I'm making myself a note. Okay, all right, Coachella Valley, CoachellaValley.com, pick of the week. All right, let's see. This is brought to you by CoachellaValley.com for so many crazy things happening in the Coachella Valley. Plus, I do have this great interview that they just posted about the Palm Springs babies. So it's real simple. Just go to the website, CoachellaValley.com, and all sorts of stuff. You'll be there for hours because there's so much to look at. But they also have a lot of events going on in the Coachella Valley. And I picked one that's a little bit of off the grid. It's not really an event. You're going to have to join the club. But I liked it so much, I'm going to go with it anyway. So I picked that if you join the Boys and Girls Club of the Coachella Valley, you can compete in the Club's Got Talent event.
They have a talent show?
They have a talent show. And it's not that expensive to join. And they have great summer programs and all sorts of stuff. So, and they say that the Club's Got Talent has been growing for the last couple of years. It just keeps getting better and better because we don't know what talent these kids have. Shoot, they don't even know half the time.
Nope.
Yeah. So that is my pick. For you to sign up a child to the Boys and Girls Club of the Coachella Valley and then let them compete in the talent show and take advantage of all the Boys and Girls Club has to offer during the summer. So that is my, even though it's not an event for the week, it is open for you them to, it's open now for you to sign up for the talent show and whatnot. So that's what I'm choosing. We can choose whatever we want on this.
Right.
So, all right, Craig from CoachellaValley.com. He picked a good one. Tales of the Twilight Cafe, which is June 30th at the CV Repertory Theater at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage. So they do a good job over there at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage. And it's a very intimate theater. So there's not a bad seat in the house. So that happens on June 30th. And that's from Craig with CoachellaValley.com. So, Sean, what is your pick?
I don't want to say cheated. Because I don't want to call it cheating, but I kind of did like how you did a little bit, where I picked, and I couldn't just pick one show, but it looks like there's a lot of concerts. So I just pick just a concert, whether it's the Rock Yard. I kind of originally kind of had picked the Rock Yard, but the artist that they had didn't appeal to me. So I had gone, and I had found something at like the Ace, but it wasn't something that maybe for everybody. So I think that just in general, there's a bunch of shows on there.
Okay.
Find a good concert.
So you're just saying a concert.
Just a concert.
A concert. Yeah. That's a good idea. And we do have a lot of...
little intimate shows.
Little intimate shows and a lot of music in the park stuff too at night. You know, with the night and a lot of musicians playing outside on patios and stuff like that. So, all right. So Sean says, get out and go to a concert. Now we expect you to get out and go to a concert. You know, this week we're going to the escape room also.
Yeah.
On the 28th.
I have it on my calendar.
So we're going to check it out, folks, and we're going to tell you all about it. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. We do have two passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. This is about a $50 value. Now, remember, if you are a resident, you don't need to pay for parking. If you are not, then there is a parking fee. If you would like those passes, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. I mail these out to you, and I will mail them out in the winner's name because the tram people really want us to have them, put them in the winner's name. So you're the person using them, not a bunch of other people. So 760-440-8255. Okay, I'm still looking at my website trying to find out where the theme song is. I know it was on here somewhere. Okay. Let's get that taken care of. You know how one thing gets in your head and you just get bugged by it. Anyway, all right. So freebies, Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building Also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, Gallery 500, and outside seating. They just put new material and stuff on the benches, you know, seating inside Ristretto. So go on over there, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. The website is the500ps.com. Today is National Gay Pride Day, so tonight the 500 will be lit up like a rainbow, and it's a perfect place for selfies. Yep, go on over there and use it as a backdrop for a selfie. It's going to be beautiful. It's one of my favorite colors is when the building is lit up like a rainbow. It just, yeah, it really is. I just like that. So anyway, check it out. The 500 on the corner of Indian or Palm Canyon and Ramon. It's right there. It's beautiful. And like I said, tonight it will be lit up like a rainbow in the honor of National Gay Pride Day. So check it out. All right, it is summer, and we're talking about all the free things going on. If you want to visit an indoor market, well, Palm Desert Westville Mall, theirs is on Sundays from 9 to 1:30. And Palm Springs Pavilion, theirs is on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So we have these indoor farmers markets, certified farmers markets. Go take advantage of them. They always put these pictures of all this great, delicious fresh food in the Coachella Valley. So again, Palm Desert Westfield Malls on Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1:30. Palm Springs Pavilions on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12:30. All right, we have a winner?
Yes, you do. You have Jean in Palm Desert.
Okay. Hi, Jean.
Good morning, Françoise. I am the lucky winner of the tram passes today.
Well, yes, you are.
That is perfect.
Oh.
I was wanting to go to the Peaks restaurant, mm-hmm. and now I can do both.
Well, yes, you can. When was the last time you were up there?
Oh, my goodness. It was, I think, just before last Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, because they keep making some changes up there. They're adding more stuff, and the restaurants are getting rave reviews. And, of course, here's my little secret, Jean, and I tell everybody this. Yeah. That, 4th of July, if you want to, you won't see the fireworks right up in your face, but you will see them down on the valley floor. You won't even hear a thing, but it's really cool to go up to the top of the tram on the 4th of July and watch the fireworks down below.
I imagine so. That's perfect.
Yeah, just a little suggestion. Well, congratulations. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll get those tram passes out to you.
Thank you so much, Françoise.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Thank you, Gina. Stay on the line to make sure Sean has your info, okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, good. I'm glad that Jean won those. So in the next hour of the show, we will have those four plastic travel bottles, TSA approved, for you to win. But remember, those you will have to pick up. Okay. All right. Free events happening here in the Coachella Valley. Now, I talked about this because I just think it'd be a lot of fun. Every Tuesday at the La Quinta Museum, they have Stitch, calling on knitters, needle pointers, stitchers of all types, bring your projects and share ideas and inspiration with your fellow fiber artists. Now, the La Quinta Museum has a lot of stuff going every day during the week, so you want to go to their website and check it out, which I think is laquintamuseum.org. They also have Coloring Club for Adults, which is every Friday all summer long. That's free, and that's from 1 to 3 p.m. It says, bring your pencils, markers, and a friend, and join the fun of this rediscovered pastime. Coloring pages will be provided, and coloring books are available for purchase in the museum gift shop. You know, it's so funny that we think of adults and coloring books, but actually it's pretty good for hand and eye coordination.
Yeah, and it's relaxing.
Yeah, it is relaxing. And can you imagine all the laughs you would have sitting there with a friend and and coloring? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure the books are maybe a little bit more challenging than, I don't know, I would say bring me the kids' books.
I feel like I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
I need those big, thick lines that I can accidentally run into a little bit.
Uh-huh. And I could sit back. I was always one that, just has to, don't go out of the lines. If I make a mistake, I'd throw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How don't save.
No. Mm-mm. How do you correct something when you go out of the lines? And I write so poorly. Actually, I am one of those that I go between handwriting and printing.
Right.
I'll print a word and I'll write the next word.
See, I only print, and it drives people nuts sometimes.
Oh, you only print? Okay.
Yeah. And they're all caps.
You're all caps. Think about that, folks. How do you write? Because the art of writing is going by the wayside.
Oh, yeah.
besides signing your name, everything you do on the computer or whatnot. But think about it. Do you print? Do you write? I do both. I write, I print. And sometimes one word will have a little of both in it.
There you go.
Yeah, it just depends. Why? I don't know. And I still can't read what I write after I do it anyway. So it doesn't make any difference what I do. I have to sit there and look at it. I wrote down theme song as my notes here, and I'm looking at it thinking, well, I can make out song, but I'm not sure about the other words, so during the break, I will rewrite it. All right, what else is free going on? Well, remember on 4th of July, there's going to have a lot of free fireworks all over the Coachella Valley. We won't be here next Sunday to tell you about it, but there will be in Palm Desert, Palm Springs, Indio, La Quinta on the other side of the mountain. Fireworks will be all over. Fireworks are illegal in most of the cities here in the Coachella Valley. Keep that in mind, because the fires are, you know, very, very dangerous out there. But there are a lot of free works. Alba Caliente, the casinos have free fireworks, which I hear are just as fantastic, if not better. You see them from your house.
Yeah, I just watch them from the front yard.
Yeah, and they're pretty darn good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are a lot of fireworks. So remember, all over, just check your paper and all that sort of stuff. Palm Desert, of course, they have their big fireworks celebration with music, food trucks, live music at the Civic Center. I just sit in my patio and watch them from where I live, because it's just right across the riverbed from them. So they have the U.S. Marine Corps Color Guard, followed by a concert featuring the Swing Cats Big Band performing a classic American swing songs. And then they have the fireworks light up the sky at 9 p.m. for 20 minutes. I remember when it used to be half an hour of fireworks. Half an hour. Now it's 20 minutes. It's been 20 minutes for the last several years. And one of my favorite fireworks are the Happy Faces. I love the Happy Faces.
That look like a happy face?
Yeah. The firework, actually, when it blows it, it becomes a big happy face, just with those circle and the dots in the mouth and stuff.
Right.
I like the palm tree ones, and I love the ones that look like shooting stars falling down. So lots of 4th of July stuff. And the Palm Desert Aquatic Center, they're going to be having free movies. And actually, there's a $4 charge over there. That should be my paid list, so I'll hold on to that. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to have a couple directors join us from the Palm Springs Short Film Fest. Stick around. It's going to be very interesting and so much, you know, a lot to talk about. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. And Sean, you said we had a message from Gina who called in. Is she teasing us or what?
Yeah, she was. She said that there was cheese and sauce on the tacos.
Yeah.
And then she started to talk about the tacos, and I kind of dazed out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just kind of drooled, I think, for a minute. So.
Thanks, Gina. Don't do that to us. All right. Well, we'll put us back right here in our studio here in Palm Desert. And joining us live, we have two writer-directors from the Short Fest, Palm Springs International Short Film Festival. We have Cosima Fry. There you are. She's nodding her head. Yes?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And we have Andrea Bruska.
Bruza.
Oh, I thought I had it. Oh, darn. Oh, well, I was so close.
Very close.
So it's great to have you both here with us today. And I really want to start out. I have a question for each of you. And Andrea, is this your first time at the film festival here in Palm Springs?
Yes, first time.
And what'd you think?
Well, it's, you know, it's one of the most important short fest in the world, and it's just the showcase of film. It's so impressive, filmmakers from all over the world, and being in such a great community that love cinema and has a true passion for stories, like you can feel every time you go at the Camelot to watch movies here, is just incredible. So we're really, really happy to be here.
Oh, well, great. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, Camelot is just a unique theater in itself. There's just something, so much history there that, I don't know, you really get a theater goer's vibe when you're in the Camelot. And Cosima, is this your first time here to Palm Springs?
Yes, it is. It's not the first time like in California, but the first time to Palm Springs.
And is this your first film submission in a short film festival?
No. I studied directing in Zurich at the university, and I did about 8 short films, but that's my graduation film. And yeah, I'm so happy that it's screened here at this amazing festival, because the festival circuit so far hasn't been brilliant for this film, and I was a bit disappointed, and now this festival made it all like good again, and I'm very honored.
So I'm curious to what you guys saying, because I don't know anything about the circuit that you go on with your short films. How many short film festivals, Andre, I'll ask you, are there available for you to place your films in throughout the year?
Well, there are many, many, many festivals, especially for shorts, all year long. There are like a select number of festivals that belong to the Academy qualifying festivals. So festival that if you win, you can qualify for the Oscar, which are, you know, like Palm Springs is part of that.
Okay.
And so that requires, for example, strictly premiere status to in order to attend, for example. And so it's like there are so many festivals around that it's really, there are one a day, I think.
Okay, so you really have to pick and choose. And yeah. Andrea, how long have you been in the business of making short films?
Oh, this is our, with me and my co-director, Marco Scotuzzi, this is our second short film.
Our second one. Yeah. And Cosimo, you said this is your...
About nine.
Nine or ten. Yeah. So you're the veteran. You're the veteran. So really then you have to, once you get into this genre, you really need to pick and choose what you think is going to work the best for you, because it costs you quite a few dollars to, yeah, they're both shaking their head, folks. We just don't say, come on out, we put you up in a hotel and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
I have to say, I have... kind of a company who does the festival strategy for me. And I'm so happy because they're the experts. They know.
Yeah.
And it just takes, you know, like submitting films, that's like an office work.
Right.
And when I'm done with a film, I want to do the next one.
Yeah, you're
so, so happy that
I hear you.
People who do.
You don't want all this paperwork that we have. Surrounded. I hear you on that one. All right, let's talk about your films. I know, Andre, your film showed... the other day. It showed on Friday
morning. Yes.
And the name of your film is Magic Alp. So tell us about your film.
Yes. So it's the story of the first refugee who arrived in Italy with an animal, and it was a goat. Oh. So it's based on a true story. It happened in 2011 in Italy. And, you know, the arrival of the refugee with an animal was the first time in the country, and so it created like big problems to the bureaucracy because they both seek asylum, but you know, Italian bureaucracy didn't know what to do with the goat, if she deserved asylum or not. So I'm not gonna spoil the end of the movie, but you know, it's like it's basically the encounter between two characters. So the shepherd who arrived, the Afghani shepherd who arrived with the goat, and the immigration officer who needs to deal with the case.
And how long is your film?
It's 14 minutes.
14?
Yes.
And how do you decide? Do you guys have a, I'm sure there's some sort of timeline or guidelines that you have to follow for the length of a short film, right? How do you decide how long? Andrew, I'm going to ask you first. How do you decide how long your film's going to be?
Well, that pretty much happens in the writing stage when you know, we wrote the script for about 6 months.
Yeah.
So draft after draft. And, you know, also consider also based on how long is the script, it depends how many days then you will shoot it. And one day more makes the difference also economically. Yeah, so true. you really don't want to have like a 30-page script because then it's going to cost a lot of money. But I think, you know, a short, you need to try to find the way to tell the story in the shortest way possible. But, you know, a complete story that have all the elements that they need to have.
Okay. And what is that? The maximum time frame for a short story, Cosimo?
I think it's 30 minutes at most festivals, but also here they picked one that is 36.
Oh, did they? So, oh, okay.
Yeah, but you would want to stay between 10 and 20 minutes maybe, because of course, if they have, your short film has to be more, like better, if it's 20 minutes, because they can only program one. If it's 10, they can program two films. So, but I still think every story should have the required time. Like you cannot write with having in mind, oh, it has to be short, then we get into more festivals.
Yeah. Okay. And the genre, there's so many different categories that you can put your films in. So Andre, your Magic Alps, it's a drama. It was shown on Friday the 22nd.
Yes.
How can people see it now?
We're going to be in other festival in the, well, in the market of the Palm Springs Short Fest, in case they're here. I think the market is still open today. If not, we're going to come soon to other festival in the United States, so they have a chance to get it there.
Okay, so they can't see these online at this point yet.
No,
you both are shaking your head.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cosima, your show is airing today, actually this afternoon. Am I right? Or
yeah, at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. Okay, I'm looking. Oh, here we go, right here at 2 p.m. And it's at the Camelot Theaters, folks. All right, tell us a little bit. You have a drama as well. It's called Stopover. Without giving it all away, how long is your movie?
My movie is 17 minutes.
Okay.
And it's a family drama about two siblings that fight in a bus.
Mm-hmm.
She's a tour guide with elderly people, and they want to go to France. And yeah, there it all happens, and they cannot escape each other. They're trapped in the bus in front of the whole tour group. Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I can relate to that one. Yeah. But, you know, so, all right. And how long did it take for you to make this movie?
In total, about 1.5 years. It
was
a very difficult writing process because it's a rather personal story to me. So it was very difficult to write. And then until we had the bus and the budget, and you know, shooting on a bus is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you see a wide shot in the film, and we have about 17 extras, you know that there are 10 people from the crew hidden behind every seat. So,
yeah.
Because so it was very cramped and very, yeah.
People don't realize, you know, they think short films, they think, it must just take them, you know, what, a day to film these. I mean, people don't realize how much time and work and effort goes into these films for you. Now, when you were working on this film, were you working on another one as well, or was all your focus on this one?
It was all my focus on this one.
On this one, yeah. And the idea of a short film, where does this take you? Cosimo, you can tell, we'll start with you. Is this what you want to be as a writer, producer? Or is this just the beginning of all the next steps for you?
I really like short films, but the natural step would be to work on a feature film. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm writing my feature script, which is much more complicated and take a long time. And I actually enjoy directing the most. I love being on sets. I love actors. I love extras. Very much like working with people.
Being on the other side of the camera where you're in front of it, it's not that big of a thrill for you.
No.
All right, and Andrea, you as well, talking about what is your goal with the short film, starting out with the short films?
So Marco and I are developing the feature version of this short, so the long version of it. And then we are working on our next short film, which we'll shoot in Italy in November. So it's like we're working on the two tracks of the new short and the feature of the previous one.
And how long did it take you to make Magic Alps?
About one year, 6 months
really?
To write it, and then, you know, pre-production, and then you shoot it. Shoot the movie, it's like the shorter time, because then there's post-production, it's long. Yeah, it's very long, yeah.
Huh, it's so interesting. I'm so glad that both of you are here. This is really fascinating. And how important is this for you? Does this open the doors for big studios and huge, successful writers, directors, producers to see a little bit of your work? How important is it for you, these films? Does it open the doors that you think is going to open? I guess that's my question. So, Andre, go ahead.
We decided to shoot this movie because we thought this story was deserved to be told in first instance. So we are happy when we arrive in festival like so prestigious like Palm Springs, because like it means that like the power of that story travels all over the world. You know, it's a story about refugee in Italy, and we are like in Palm Springs in California in the middle of the desert with people watching this story at 10 a.m. in the morning. So it's incredible, powerful for us, you know, as a bigger word for all the people who work in the movie to say we are taking this story like and the power of this story to speak to international audience. So that's the first thing. Then, of course, also the business thing, the opportunity from there,
right,
to take advantage and try to work also in, for example, in the Fisher version.
The four. And Cosima, the same thing with you. This is your ninth, I think, said production. And is it, are you, does this open the door for you, or do you take this and open your own doors with it?
Very good question. Well, I think this festival also offers panels, very mm-hmm. good panels. And yesterday there was a pitching session, and mm-hmm. I've never pitched like a film to a real professional like mm-hmm. here. And it was a very good practice, extremely good practice. And I mean, I'm from Europe, I'm from Switzerland. It's very hard to get into the American market.
Right.
But still, to have this encounter, to have this feedback, this will help for future steps. Mm-hmm. And so I think just meeting all the people and having this exchange, that helps you and it builds confidence.
True.
You know, it builds a lot of confidence.
So what was the hardest part about the pitch?
Oh, just honestly, my producer and me, we rehearsed for about 4 hours. Like we wrote it down.
Wow.
Because you really have to, you have 5 minutes
yeah.
to tell the whole thing and you have to narrow it down, especially when you haven't written the script. So mm-hmm. it's basically the idea is there, but it's not like yep. shaped out. So, and to rehearse it, but make it sound that it's natural, that was the biggest challenge.
Stuff, yeah. And if you are done before your 5 minutes, you know you forgot a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I have one more question for each of you. And Cosima, I'm going to start with you. You submit your films. You've submitted your film to the Palm Springs International Film Festival. When you got the letter back that said you were accepted, what were you doing and what did you do?
Okay, that's an extremely funny story. Yeah. I was with my producer at a short film festival in Austria in a tiny, tiny village. And it was cute, but, you know, very tiny. And we had a drink and then we were like, okay, that's probably the last festival with this film. Yeah, and it didn't work out in the English-speaking world. Yeah, maybe the subtitles are too bad. And because I was very bored, we had nothing to do, I checked my emails and I was like, wow, it's accepted, Palm Springs. And we were just screaming and just so loud. And so the people from the bar came and were like, are you guys fine?
Yeah, are you okay? I think they want another drink. Well, congratulations, so great. Again, Cosima's film happens today. It is Stopover. It is at 2:00 Camelot Theater. You have plenty of time to get on over there, get your tickets, settle in. You'll love the theater and go and enjoy it. And just remember that you heard from the producer, right here, writer-director, right here on the show. And Andre, what were you doing when you found out that you were accepted to the Palm Springs?
You know, it's been like many, many years that we have been trying to get into this festival with previous short, and every time, you know, because it's super competitive.
Yeah.
Like in terms of numbers of shorts arriving and shorts arriving. So when we got the news, we were really like, oh my God, probably they were so exhausted with all the shorts they received from us during the day. They were like, all right, this time let's take them in. So then they won't submit. No, we were very, very happy. We were really, really happy.
You said, well, it's about time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we welcome you back next year as well. Congratulations on your success. It's really a thrill. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank
you so much for inviting us.
Okay. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. How fun was that? How exciting for them, huh?
Very fun.
Yeah. To think, you know, here's what I'm thinking. They're talking about a year and a half for a short film, 15, 16, 17 minutes long.
Right.
Steve and I film, because it's completely different.
Right.
We film Traveling with Francoise usually in 1, 2, or 3 days at the most. I think that's the most we've ever had film time allowed us to film it, where we've been given the time to do it. And then he works on it nonstop for probably a week or so. Then I go in there and check it out. So what we do, it's not too darn bad in a month or so.
No, not bad at all.
Gosh darn. So, I have to get some more shows going on in the world. I have a bunch, folks.
That was going to be what I said. I was going to say, well, when's the next one?
I know. I have so many destinations pending. It's really the funding for it. Again, it goes back to funding now for these shows because out of pocket, very, very expensive. And I'm not doing it just for a lark either. I'm doing it as a business. So
right.
I have a lot of proposals out there, a lot of people talking about it, and we just have to get the green light. We'll say I'm trying to actually figure out something to where we go to Hawaii and film what's really going on for tourists in Hawaii.
There you go.
Yeah, it's what I've been working on that as well, so we'll see. All right, the Get a Life Weekly Price Events is brought to you by Arcatire, formerly Desert Arcatire. They are now off of Varner Road on Reserve Drive. Check it out. They do all their embroidering, silk screening, all that kind of stuff over there. You can go to their website at arcatire.org. All right, what do we have that you have to pay for if you want to go to it? That's the way to put it. You know, not everything is for free. On Independence Day, this is fun. I've been up there a few times to this event. It's at the O'Donnell House, the historic O'Donnell House, up on the top of the hill over the O'Donnell Golf Course. It's $150 per person. It is for AAP, AIDS Assistance Program. And they donate to Food Samaritans as well. So it begins at 7:30. It's a really nice party outside. Barbecue with burgers, chicken, all sorts of stuff. Open bar, entertainment, valet parking, because you actually have to ride up a little tram to get up to the house up there. You all can't park up by the house. Yeah, you have to park down below and ride up. It's really a lot of fun, and it's a great way to see the fireworks, too, in the valley. So that happens on July 4th. You might want to do that. Now, we talked about the Aquatic Center. They will have a 4th of July party there. Then I think it's $4 per person. But on Friday, July 6th, they have the Disney movie Moana, which you can play in the pool and watch the movie at the same time.
Sounds like a hell of a day.
I know. It's not. I mean, and what is it? Still 85 at night or something like that right now?
Yeah, it is still warm.
So it's $4 per person, no charge for children under 2. And if you want to go hang out in the pool and, let's see, snacks such as popcorn, hot dogs, cotton candy, and more will be available for purchase. Snacks, it sounds like my dinner. I would. That's great.
As long as they don't take them in the pool.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And select pool areas will be open for fun and cooling off. So limited seating poolside. So remember that. Get there early. Guests are encouraged to bring towels for the grass areas. So anyway, going to be a lot of fun. And that is happening on 4th of July and July 6th. Also, let's see, that's the Aquatic Center on that one. Remember we talked about the Boys and Girls Clubs at the Coachella Valley present their youth talent show. So Boys and Girls Club of the Coachella Valley, go to their website, bgcofcb.org. I'm going to put this on the website. And remember, all the information is on the Traveling with Francois website. The only thing I still can't find is that darn theme song, which I'm going to find it. And if it's not there, I'm going to get it back up there. We had it at one time, and I don't know why we took it off if we did. So anyway, I'm going to get that figured out. But I'll go to our sponsors page, our calendar page. Don't forget our calendar page on the website tells you about the things to talk about on the show, a contact or website or phone number. And then we have the contest page, which right now on the contest page we have, which closes on the 30th, we have the Omni Tucson National Resort 2-night stay at this resort in a beautiful room, but some of you are not reading the directions. You have to send me an answer to something that you see in the Tucson television episode. And for those of you who don't do it correctly, I simply push delete.
That's how it should be.
Yep. I used to answer everybody. I thought, you know, I don't have time to answer everyone to tell them that they did it wrong. We got a lot of you that have done it right and are correctly, but I get these random ones and sorry.
If you have enough people doing it correctly, then it's obviously clear.
Right.
And the other ones are just disqualified.
Yeah. There's some that just don't even look. They just see, oh, contest and sign up.
Yeah.
Not that I'm blaming you. I understand. You've been longtime contest goers, but we also have Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. We also have Autry Western Museum and Griffith Park tickets. It's 2 adults and 4 kids tickets for that one, and Pageant of the Masters tickets for August 4th, a Saturday night, on the Traveling with Francois contest page. So check it out. Go to the website and use it. Yes, use it. So, all right, going back to the home page here. And in the High Desert Cultural Center, they're doing a great job. They have a summer youth theater camp going on, which is now open for enrollment. They have some great productions up there. I'm really impressed with how they're putting out their releases and whatnot. So for more information from the High Desert Cultural Center, check their number, 760-366-3777. They have this high-quality summer youth camp for only $100 for youth ages 4 to 12 and $50 for youth ages 1 to 3. Includes costume, props, materials, everything. So, because they've had some generous donors up there. So anyway, take advantage of it. And like I say, I hear the Cultural Center is really, really nice. Again, lots of stuff happening here in the Coachella Valley, some to pay, some that are free. Always look around. Don't say that there's nothing to do. I know the Air Museum has a lot of stuff. They have Happy Birthday America for the kids. They have a lot of kids' summer programs at the Palm Springs Air Museum. Now they have programs at the Living Desert, at the Art Museum. I don't know. There's just so much to do for kids because there's a lot of working parents out there, too. And they want their kids to be busy and productive and not just sitting there at home playing video games.
Right.
Or talking on their phone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the main one. That's the problem for me.
Yeah, talking on the phone. Yeah. What did we, you know, I think back. I guess I had that much to say at that time. I don't know.
I don't remember. But what's funny is that it's replaced hanging out. Mm-hmm. You know, because I couldn't just call my friends and hang out on the phone with them all the time. I would just go to their house and hang out with them all the time.
Yeah, which you're right. And which is, you need that. They need to get out and go meet their friends and deal with reality, not just sit in the comfort of their bedroom and just chat away forever. So, all right. So that's our advice, our parenting advice for traveling with Francoise. All right. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're switching gears into travel. We're going to have Edward Lister. I think it is Lister, L-I-S-T-E-R, joining us. Talk about medicine and travel, what you might need, what you haven't been thinking about, and more. So stick around for Traveling with Francoise Part 2 coming up next.